Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome to Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap, and it's live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk a little bit about your Social Security situation. You need to go ahead and get that under control and check out where you're at, because decisions that you make in Social Security, they're what, $500,000 decisions? Sometimes $600,000 decisions?
Easy.
If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. You can also send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. We already got folks pumping hearts over there in Periscope. But really, just the app. That will spider out to all of the little branches in the social media tree of Gregory Ricks and Associates in any way you want to come play with us. We're here for an hour. I want to start by talking about your assignment that you were on, because you missed a lot because you were out on Friday and Saturday. Working so hard. Wait, where were you again? Oh. It was tough, man.
I had some business meetings and then some more business meetings. Oh, and there was a festival.
Yeah, you lucky dog.
Yeah, I was in Austin Friday and Saturday and flew back here to New Orleans on Sunday. I'm lucky. I get exposed to some neat things and can share with you and tell you something that if you love country music, to be able to go in a small arena and all seats are great seats, and I had some particularly great seats out of all the great seats, and you've got, what, 12 acts, whether it's singers or bands, and all the top ones, I can't remember, Darius Rucker, Jason Aldean, Dirks, Little Big Town, Lady Antebellum, Kip Moore.
Brantley Gilbert
was awesome.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, yeah, she kind of blew me away as well.
Bobby Bones
and his band. Our guy that with the boat song.
Chris Jansen showed up.
He didn't have a set, but hey, that's kind of all you needed. Old Dominion was another, and
right.
I know I'm missing some, but here, and you're saying, how did that get done? Yeah, from 7 to about 11:30, it was nonstop music. Each band would probably do 5 or 6 songs, and next thing you know, the stage was rotating and another band was there. You might have had a couple of minute gap in between, and it was just their best stuff. And you say, that's unbelievable. But it's a problem also, I realized, is, well, I need to go to the restroom. You know, that happens. I need another beer. Or Stacy needs a wine. Oh, I want to get the couple in front of us work for iHeartMedia out of Miami. And next thing I know, she's coming back with T-shirts, got these cool hats. I'm like, oh. When do I have time? Every performer's playing their best stuff.
And they only have like 5 or 6 songs maybe that they get to play.
So. Yeah, they just come in and they rock it. Like Dirks Bentley, he was under the weather and he just crushed. Everybody was singing with him, standing up. He's jumping around, running around the stage. And look, I can compare several that were like close to that. I always like to say there's one performer that really grasped it and crushed it. He did. But I can tell you what, every act was tremendous as well. So Kip Moore, I missed some of his. Jake Owens, the barefoot entertainer. That's what surprised me.
So you're saying Rascal Flatts was good.
Oh, yeah, Rascal Flatts was the bomb as well. And everybody knows their music and sings along. Oh, yeah. What, you're thinking they're a bunch of old guys now, but their current is in their music style. When you get like Meghan Trainor to write one of your most popular songs recently, you know, it just, you can stay relevant that way. And Hootie. Everybody, Hootie and the Blowfish. What, they were there? That's a 90s rock band. No. Hootie is now Darius Rucker, superstar country singer. So, yeah, he's been around a while. You don't have to be Kelsey Ballerina, teenager, with Peter Pan.
Dibs.
I got Dibs.
I love that
Dibs.
One.
That's an awesome song.
Love Me Like You Mean It.
Yeah, just it was phenomenal and had some great business discussions while there. And part of it was talking about expanding what we do here at Winning at Life to other markets. And that was an important reason why I went there, for those contacts and to continue to grow this show and the audience and provide this information to a much larger audience in the future. So I think that was helped as well.
You said at lunch, now you've had some time to think about it. Are you sticking with it? You said at lunch, this was the best festival you've ever been to.
It's the best festival I've ever been to.
What all the jazz fests you've been to, better than those?
When you can go sit down and for 4.5 hours have nonstop songs that you know, if you had to like go pick your favorite show and just say, I want to be crushed by great music, nonstop, just hit me with it. That's what I felt like. Now, you know, I've loved me some iHeart festivals in Vegas.
Yes.
And the music festivals in Vegas. And some of those have been unbelievable, but not every act. I would have time. Okay, let's go grab something to eat, something to drink. Okay, let's go buy some T-shirts. Let's go talk to some of the iHeart executives in the lounge. So we'd have time to do that, and then we'd go back and catch our act. But like this, to be just... Yeah, it's the best festival I've went to. So it's not fair to also compare it to iHeart or 2 days or Bayou Country Music, which is what, 3 days?
Yeah.
Something like that. Jazz Fest is like 2 weeks. Now, it's different, but if you could just take it, put the best of those into one evening, yeah, that is hard to beat.
That's a bold statement. You going back next year if you can?
Yeah.
Schedule permitting.
Schedule
obviously.
Permitting, I would do it again.
Who was your favorite?
Dirks.
Really?
But then you've got a bunch of them right there in that mix. It's just I gave him that little extra edge. Jason Aldean he closed it out, and who better than him, Entertainer of the Year, to close it out?
In that 2 years in a row, Entertainer of
the Year? Yeah, he's unbelievable, but I loved his set. Gilbert Brantley was unbelievable. That's like a rock show inside of a country show, which I like that style, that kind of that mix of rock and country. Kelsey, you know I'm a Rascal Flatts fan.
And that's okay. We're still friends. Even though.
So there is a bunch of them. It's hard. It's just like, you know what? It's the best festival ever when it's kind of that hard. And I give Dirks that extra edge. And it's just because the audience just responded so much and just, you know, get drunk on a plane, somewhere on a beach. You know, just love those tunes. And there's so much he left. Look, when you have hits like him or Jason Aldean or Rascal, how do you pick? Those dudes they could play hits for 2 hours, mm-hmm. each of them, let alone come out and give me your best stuff. So, yeah, they're playing their most recent hits. And so I don't know how you choose otherwise. It's hard to single out other than best festival ever I've been to, and I've been to a bunch.
All right, now you missed some stuff while you were gone. We had the jobs number come out. Did you even bother looking at that?
It was like a spreadsheet. 220,000. Yeah, the numbers were good. So we're at what, 4.5%?
4.4.
Oh, we're below 4.4 was the number. And what was the market? Ho-hum.
Not only was it sideways, the volatility was so low. They're now writing articles about the complete lack of trading. It's the number of shares that are changing hand every day has been like crickets.
Low volume, and we're at under 10 on the VIX, and that's like no hedging going on. Nobody's like worried. Look, you always have these folks betting to the downside, like, you know, I know Amazon's going to crash. Tesla, it's doomed. Let me buy shorts. There's always shorts being bought, but when you start seeing that thing move up above 12, you know some big money is putting hedges out there. What do I mean by hedging? They're protecting portfolios. Pension funds are protecting portfolios that if the market goes down, they're not losing as much as the market is losing because they've placed money on the downside as a hedge to make money on those downside moves. It's like paying a premium so that you don't lose much. And that's what the VIX kind of gives you, that monitor that all of a sudden this thing jumps from, what, 971 it was today or something like that, to all of a sudden 1290 per share on the VIX. Mm-hmm. Then you kind of like, it's something you need to be aware of with your money, especially if you're do it yourself. It's one of the things you need to look at. Be aware of what that is, so that you understand what's going on.
One of those days, Gregor.
Yeah, we're going to have to switch. We were just stunned by, we have lighting in here for Periscope, and they're probably getting a little bit darker picture, but our second of two lights just went out, and these things like burn through bulbs, so we got to switch to LED or or what are those flashlights they advertise on the TV that the Navy SEALs use? Maybe we just need to hang those in here from the ceiling. They put out all this light, and you can put them in a fry pan and cook French fries with them, and they keep lighting. These dudes won't do that.
I do that with my light sometimes. Sometimes when I've got the fry vat going, I drop my lantern in there, and it sucks to have to go buy a new one every time. And
well, I keep mine in the freezer because I know nobody's going to go in there looking for a flashlight,
you're
so
smart.
I know it's always there.
Smart thing to do. In a block of ice, and then chip it out when you need it. That makes total sense. I've been dying for an excuse to buy those, right? One of those tack lights, because I'm an idiot. And I saw one at Walgreens, and I stared at it. And it doesn't sound long, but for 2 minutes. Just think about staring at anything. Just sitting there silent, staring at something for 2 minutes. Because if I get this, I know Gregory's going to make fun of me on the radio. I know the hot redheads are going to make fun of me. Like, what are you going to do? You going to roll over your lantern? I might run over my lantern. I can if I want to.
I'm just going to throw it in the back of the truck and let it bounce around.
I might drop it off of a lighthouse, too, when I get home. All right. Oh, and there's one other little piddly thing going on today. It's my birthday. That's what I tell.
Oh, James.
Yeah, I know. I'm 100 years
old. Happy birthday.
So let's not harp on this too much. But if you want to give me presents, I could use them. Just find me and throw money at me. All right. Hey,
Venmo, M-Pesa. He takes all sorts.
Yeah,
cash, money orders.
Not silver, though. It's getting killed. Have you seen silver lately?
Yeah, we'd be lighting up on with all of our metal people that, it's a buying opportunity.
All right, if you have a financial situations, welcome, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. What do you do when you want Gregory Ricks to be the guy to take care of your financial situation? James Parker here, Gregory Ricks Live. That's what you do. 401ks, IRAs, inherited money, pension buyout, Social Security. Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. Find out if we're right for you. Thursday, June 1st, Ruth's Chris in Metairie. RSVP with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Go to gregoryricks.com or call 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Go save some money. How much do I save? As much as you possibly can. It's going to be horrible when the retirement button gets punched and that big income's given up. Best deal is to start saving early.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or gregoryricks.com. Gregory Ricks & Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Stephanie from Dwell Nola Realty.
Yeah, well, real estate's a real personal thing to people. Everybody's pretty much involved in it one way or another. You know, a lot of times it's people that have investment properties that get additional income from the rentals.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What do you know about a Roth 401k? Is that an actuality?
Yeah, for the most part, we've always had the traditional 401k. It's pre-tax money that grows tax deferred. More and more plans are adding Roth as an option, and what you're doing is you're putting in after-tax dollars, so it's not saving you any tax money, but that money then is growing tax-free. And the firm could be also contributing after-tax dollars to you. So you have tax liability on that. But the magic of Roth is giving it enough time to where that tax-free growth compounds. I really want it to double.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
We keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. We do this every evening at 7 o'clock. Keep you up with what's going on in the market, what's relevant with financial news. And we'll tell you if the politicians are trying to get in your pocketbook too. We'll share some of that, not picking sides. We just want to win. And how do we do that? We kind of track it with how much money we've accumulated, which means a big deal because we're trying to get to retirement to show that we've really won so we can get rid of that nuisance. What is that? It's a day job. Like, I want some freedom. Want to do what I want.
Who wants to work for a living?
Yeah. Work.
Suckers.
You know, that's like a dirty word.
All right.
To those in retirement, hey, 504-260-0995 is the number if you want to participate in the show.
Before we get into, by the way, if you want to go ahead and get ready for the numbers, go to gregoryricks.com under the top menu bar, go under Winning at Life and go to the numbers page. But Winterfell, I love his name because it makes me miss Game of Thrones. Winterfell asked, do you think Tesla will be a decade-long hold stock? Are you long on Tesla?
We are not long. We talked about Tesla today and its trading patterns. Time and price we looked at. There's a number of technicals that catch there. The scary thing about it is they raised $1.2 billion and they burnt through over $600 million of it in 6 months. Model 3 is supposed to come out June or July. Well, it's right here. It's on us. And they need to start making money per car produced instead of losing money on every car produced. Oh, one of my advisors is getting one of those Model 3s, I believe. And I asked him, I said, well, are they going to be around to service it? So when we were talking about how many cars the majors produce, you know, we're talking about 600,000, 900,000, Volkswagen, over a million a year worldwide. And then the kind of, and they make money on every car sold, which what does Tesla do? They lose
13 grand per car.
Yeah. So it's kind of tough feel that they're going to pull it off. So here's the other problem I thought about over the weekend about it. Okay, you get a high volume. Instead of doing a few thousand cars a year, you get to producing a couple. Let's say they move up. Okay, now they're producing 250,000 cars a year. Okay, what happens? You know, if you're making 30,000 cars versus 300,000 cars, what happens? What's the difference? You're going to give up some quality. We got a slow line. We make sure everything's perfect. We treat them each like they're a satellite that has to go into space and work for decades. Well, when you start increasing, so if we start putting up 300,000 satellites in synchro, what's that?
In geosynchronous orbit.
Yes, synchronous orbit. We start putting up, you think we're going to have problems with satellites? Absolutely. So where is their service network to service all these cars? Ford, Chrysler, GM, Acura, you know, they all have dealers that knows how to work on this stuff. So who's working on it, and do they know how to fix it? That's becomes a service thing. Then, ooh, what if service and quality goes down? What happens to it? I 10 years from now think this company is making money doing something else, whether it's licensing their technology, their batteries, or glass coating roofs of every house in the country. They're doing something else. They're not doing cars.
Yeah, I love those little test drives. Have you seen the test drives where on YouTube you just drive around with a Tesla? That's what made me think of with the roof.
They might be licensing their driverless technology. They're burning too much money.
All right, about this time last year, we went through this article. I was thinking about it, and luckily I found it while you were talking. Of the most popular stocks for millennials, as in when they get an online E-Trade account and they make their stock picks, number one's Apple, two, Facebook, Bank of America, GE, Berkshire Hathaway, then Tesla. Tesla is the sixth most popular stock for millennials. For anyone age 35 or up, it's not in the top 10, it's not in the top 20.
It's one of our filters for our low volatility strategy is that just trading on popularity, it would get pulled out on that particular strategy. If you're trying to technically make money, I couldn't trade it as say, yeah, I'm going to buy this and hold it from now on. And honestly, who was our guest
that was
that
Winterfell.
Winterfell, I can't promise you that on any security in the world of volatility, actually. Could we end up holding a bunch of positions for 10 years? Yeah, as long as they keep winning. But I don't promise that. We don't build and manage a portfolio based on, okay, we're going to buy these and we're going to hold them for 10 years. We're not Warren Buffett. We don't own the companies. Is there a lot of companies I'd like to buy and just hold from now? Yeah. Unless I can sell them for huge profits later, then I'll sell them. I'm going to sell them to make money, but they better be generating me money as well. What are we kind of talking about? Dividend paying securities. Let's see. When did Tesla last pay a dividend?
Was that never?
Never. So that's kind of depends on your look, how you look at securities. So I just, tech bubbles scare me.
Okay. So Tesla, not a 10-year buy and hold stock, but to be fair, rarely is there a 10-year buy and hold stock.
I couldn't say that. Look, I love Netflix. I love Netflix. I think it's a $200 security. I think Amazon's a $1,000 a share company. I think Amazon has staying power more so than Tesla, more so than Netflix, more so than Walmart. Think about it. They sell everything to the world. Where you got to go? You need it? If you don't need it right now, they'll get it to you pretty quickly.
Well, and Tesla did a
lower price.
A weird thing where they were losing market share for a while. They gained market share, so it's kind of in flux. So they're not dwindling or necessarily growing that much, but still, one out of every $3 made in an online purchase goes through Amazon. I read that last week. They just had a bump up in their last little report. You know how their shares went through the roof?
Yeah, if there's a 10 year, how would you think not? And I can't promise you I would hold it for 10 years, but if I had to say, what's a 10-year security? Can it be affected by Tesla going bad or something? Absolutely. That's a lot per price of shares, and that opts out a lot of. Imagine if they did a 4-for-1 split, what that stock would do.
I don't know what you just said now.
Take that stock and convert it to 4 shares.
Okay.
And just say it's a $1,000 stock. Make the math real easy for you. It's a $1,000 stock. Okay. The board said, we're going to do a 4-for-1 split. So you've got you increase your shareholding 4 times, but your price per share is now $250. could more people jump in and buy that at a 250 price point than a 1,000?
Oh, okay. That'll make it easier to snap up.
Yeah, that'd affect it.
Why does Warren Buffett do the opposite thing where his, what's a share for Berkshire Hathaway these days? Like $100,000?
It's unbelievable. So you're going to go buy you a share?
No.
Have to sell your house.
Is that's the most expensive stock out there every year, isn't it?
I can't think of another that's higher.
Yeah, I can't either. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was a little undercutting it. $247,000 for one
share. You were thinking about
share.
The B share.
Right. Silly me. Oh, B shares. What a loser. Yeah, stock market, though. That's why we don't mess with single stocks so awesome. I mean, so often. All right. Hey, Angie, do you still have in the system Stephanie Pomboy from Macro Mavens from Saturday's Winning It Life weekly rap spectacular?
I do, but just give me a minute.
Okay. So we're going to do that in a second. All right.
Want to do that when we come back from the break?
Well, if it just takes you 30 seconds.
It depends.
Okay. So let me tell you what I liked about Stephanie Pomboy. She was a guest with Maria Bartiromo on the Fox Business Morning Show. And she first got my ear because when she was asked about oil and the price of oil going down, she's like, well, look, oil's just one of many commodities, and commodities are going down. This isn't every time oil that goes down, it's not because of oil. This is all commodities. And it's like, good. That's a nice little broad view. And she took an overly simplified question, and like I just like that approach to it. But she was on, and this is pretty cool, she was on right before we got the jobs report number. And what she was saying kind of fits in, although if we had her on the table or on the show, we'd ask her a few more things. But she was talking about how growth has already peaked for this bull market. You have cut two ready, Angie? Is it that time? Maybe we'll do it after the break. All right. So someone must be occupied pushing buttons. What interests you about that conversation that you made me go pull this audio? Because I did like her, but you called me and said you're going to like this woman. What did you think I would like out of that?
It's just she's a numbers lady. She looks at it from a macro view, and she's right as part of it as well there. She knows what she's talking about, and you need to listen. There's people sprinkled throughout this society that has that take that you need to bring it into your world vision to make decisions.
All right. So we're gonna hear from her coming up after this break, and we got to run down the numbers, and then we're going to do a little Social Security action. And if you have a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory. But the next step after that, if you are looking for someone to take a second look at your income analysis for retirement, Gregory Ricks and Associates. We have our next live event coming up June 1st. That is a Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Ruth's Chris in Metairie. You're just going to come out, meet the crew, get a presentation. If you like what you hear, you set an appointment, and we just move on from there. And there'll be a steak involved. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Have you always wanted to try out your acting chops on stage? Maybe you're a seasoned actor looking for your next production. The Jefferson Performing Arts Society is holding auditions for Jambalaya the Musical. Auditions will be held May 27th and 28th. Rehearsals begin June 17th with performance dates in July. Actors, singers, and dancers are all needed. Performers are paid for this production. Go to jpas.org. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a meeting this week. We basically were showing her how to turn on income and be realistic about what the assets can generate. But one of the things I talked to her about to seriously consider when it's time to retire is do a reverse mortgage. She's not worried about leaving it to the kids. She doesn't want to borrow equity out of it. Simplify this. Do a reverse mortgage that makes that payment go away. So now that money that was in her budget now is excess money. really means she could reduce the burden on the income she's taken from the assets or live life a little bit larger.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
The National Council on Aging is the nation's lead of helping people 60 years and older meet the challenges of aging. They partner with nonprofit organizations, government, and businesses to provide services such as utility bill assistance, wellness and nutrition options, and many other everyday tasks that get more difficult with age. For more information on the National Council on Aging, call or visit your local branch. The Jefferson Council on Aging, 6620 Riverside Drive, Suite 216, Metairie, Louisiana, 504-888-5880.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
How does divorce affect your Social Security payments?
It's a traditional IRA. My mother died, and she named my brother and I as beneficiaries.
Can I still contribute to a Roth IRA now that I'm retired?
I was just wondering if we should pay our mortgage off.
And I really enjoy y'all's program. It's very informative.
You made some money for me today.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks and Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
It's different for girls when their hearts get broke.
Music for your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
And act like it's nothing. I can't just switch it off.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life, the daily wrap, live financial talk radio. It means you can participate in the show. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. Got something to tell you about the break, but I want to get you to interact with the show. It's important. We'll all questions from listeners and viewers on Periscope and Facebook Live. They ask always good questions, whether it's about that mutual fund, that Social Security, that tax loophole, or that bank closing and taking over. 504-260-0995. Email is gregory@gregoryricks.com. Download the Gregory Ricks app, and you can text the show as well. It's on the Winning at Life tab. And while you're there, you might want to download the iHeartRadio app. That way, if you have to leave your air feed, you can stream us with the app, whether it's on your phone, computer, and our app, the Gregory Ricks app, you know, connects you through Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all kind of stuff, as well as directly to the show.
All right.
I was thinking that if I moved to Seattle, I would be one of the privileged, what, to drink carbonated soda with aspartame?
Yes, diet sodas.
Wow. Except I don't drink those type of drinks. So where am I displaced because I don't want to?
All right, but the guy listening has no idea what you're talking about right now.
Oh, you can tell him.
Yeah, the mayor of Seattle wants to add diet drinks to the soda tax to and this is a quote, to tackle white privilege. Look, first off, if they're not selling Diet Coke to black people, that's racist and it needs to stop right now. I don't know if we need to tax it. If they're not selling it to people of color, then how about we just start selling it to people of color? Don't tax me.
Oh, no, you can't buy carbonated diet sodas.
No, you need all the sugar.
So a little disconnect there. Crazy stuff.
Great.
Be careful when you watch TV. You can't believe everything you see.
All right, Mac.
Isn't that what they used to say about the internet?
No.
They still do.
Everything on the internet's true. All right, so macro mavens, their entire job is identifying global economic trends ahead of the curve. Like, that's their tagline, right? So when Stephanie Pomboy of Macro Mavens is on Fox Business with Maria Bartiromo, and she's giving just as good as she gets, that'll turn heads. Let's start right here with cut two. And why she doesn't think that this GDP number is very surprising, or the not non-explosive growth in the economy is very surprising. Growth already peaked.
Things are really slow, and that's exactly what we saw with the GDP report in the quarter. What are you expecting now?
Well, thank you. I expect more of the same. I mean, honestly, this idea that we're going to have a spontaneous acceleration in growth has always kind of bemused me, because growth peaked in 2015, and it's been steadily slowing since. So every quarter they come out with, a 4% growth forecast, and I'm trying to figure out why it is that we're suddenly going to see this spontaneous acceleration. My feeling for the second quarter is we just continue in this trend until something comes in and changes the fundamentals, like some kind of tax reform or a massive change in oil prices, et cetera, et cetera. It's hard to see what could possibly reverse the trend in growth from here.
Why not tax cuts? Why wouldn't tax cuts reverse that trend of growth? While it's still growing, the growth is slowing.
It would create more spendable money, which should positively affect the GDP.
See, I don't think she thinks there's going to be tax cuts. I think she's already sort of ruling that out, and I can't blame her.
She could be right, and that's scary to think that she's right on that. But I would listen.
Well, now, how does this compare to the theory that we don't have robust growth, not because it already peaked, but because we never really got out of the last recession? We never took the training wheels off of our little 10-speed here, the federal ultra-low interest rates.
No, it was propped up the whole time. That what they've done is make us suffer for a decade since, which is really, the stock market's up. Yeah, but that's not how people are living. Their wages are lower this decade than the previous decade. Is one guideline to go by.
All right, now here in cut three, Stephanie Pomboy of Macro Mavens is looking at a different technical for why she thinks that the end of this fun little growth and whether it's the stock market or the GDP is about to come to an end. She's looking at the credit cycle. Cut three.
The economy is slowing, and you're starting to see credit. The credit cycle has turned. You're starting to see delinquency rates rise. You saw the reports from Capital One, Synchrony, Discover. Obviously, the subprime auto thing has been brewing for a while. CoreLogic reported last week that serious delinquency, the ones that were seriously delinquent on their mortgages, actually bottomed in 2015. And albeit from very low levels, has started to move higher. And they observe that, when the trend turns, it usually doesn't go up for a month and then reverse. When the credit cycle turns, it turns and continues to deteriorate. So we need to see some positive movement on the fiscal front to help arrest these forces before they become entrenched.
Auto sales have dropped 4 months in a row, first time in 7 years.
Uh-oh.
That is a canary. And once again, she's talking about the debt. Problems are showing up there, but you have to be concerned. Like, 4 months in a row, auto sales have slowed. So it kind of backs up kind of what she's talking about there.
Well, the last recession, what kicked it off? What was the crisis that sent us all? It was the real estate bubble. So it was a debt issue. And if you're looking at debt this time around, but it's not.
There's so much bad debt out there because why? The low interest rates, the 0% world. Companies borrowing a bunch of money that shouldn't have been allowed to, or if we were at normalized rates, they couldn't have afforded to or wouldn't go that way. But why burn my money when I can burn somebody else's? It's not costing me much.
Amen. I like the sound of that. All right, let's do some numbers here, Gregory Ricks. Let's break it all down. If you want to follow along, gregoryricks.com under the Winning at Life tab, choose the page called The Numbers. Well, there it went. Look, it died. All right, so let's start off with this is definitely not a Blake Shelton day. Here we are. We're in record territory again. This isn't a new record high for the Dow, though, right? 21-12. This is right up kind of close to that high. Am I wrong? It's close to the high but not the record?
Yeah, I didn't see records. We're so dadgum close to it.
All right, so it was up 0.03%. Not really up all day until the very end. Look, any positive is good, though. It's at 21.012 now. NASDAQ is at 61.02. Same little bump up. S&P finished virtually flat, 0.00%.
We did reach a record high this morning right after the open of intraday trading, but no, the close wasn't there.
Yeah, it was kind of a strange day. Here's where it gets really weird, though. The next thing on my short list, well, I guess we should do the rest of the numbers here. The Russell I have at 1391, it was actually down a tick. Do you have the treasuries and mortgage?
The 10-year treasuries were 2.386. 1/32nd is the price change. So we saw the yield moving up a little bit. What I want to comment on that, because what we discussed it in our portfolio meetings this morning, and as one of the interesting things is, yeah, we've had this market move up to these historic levels, despite what our friend from Macro Mavens was talking about. Once again, it doesn't know it's bad that auto sales have dropped, oil prices are going down, Tesla is overbought, but we have the market going up and we don't have interest rates falling. Are they pricing in a June rate hike? Because remember, Janet gets to have a talk with everybody afterwards. So could that be the case? Just kind of curious thoughts there. But that's the way you've got to think, is like, what is coming? 30-year mortgages, 4.06.
I got gold at 1226, a little bit of green on the day, but not much. And 80 cents, well, it just dropped down to 77. And then oil is at 46.63. Just a hint of green, but we're talking a couple of pennies here. That's so strange to see it this low. And still, $46 a barrel still seems like, what a bargain.
And silver, like you talked about, over the past 5 days, that's a downward moving chart.
All right. I'm going to ask you what the heck's going on with Apple, and we're going to talk about some myths of Social Security. If you have a question, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, you're out there thinking about, oh, this market, I've got to find some safe ways. Avoid the variable for that reason, because it is not a risk-averse tool. But if you're considering it, I suggest you get a second opinion. And we darn sure wouldn't have had a long surrender period.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You're looking to expand your family, aren't you? Might be a little extra hair around the house, some vet bills, a little extra noise, but it's totally worth it. Do the right thing. Don't buy. Adopt. From Baton Rouge to New Orleans to Biloxi, Kismet Pet Adoptions will help you expand your family. KismetPetAdoptions.com. K-I-S-M-E-T PetAdoptions.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that. And so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
If you're not using the 401k, and if there is a match, that's like free money. You're doubling it. Each year you add money to that for that year's contributions. You should definitely go get the match. If it's 3 or 4%, put in that much. Now, let's say you're already doing that and you get a raise. You want to make that raise go further? Increase the 401k. And you don't have to do it by that percentage, but you're also doing it pre-tax, which means Uncle Sam's kicking in because he's not getting his tax on that. It's being deferred to later, so you can get more value out of that raise and still have some left to do something else.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
I know everybody says money can't buy happiness.
You've been saying you need to get it together. Time to call Gregory. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
10 eyes down with some silver bullets. Yeah, I know what they say. Money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so. But it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash.
This is Winning at Life, the daily wrap. I was at the iHeart Festival in Austin. And yeah, he actually appeared on stage to sing that song. And you know what? He sounded really good. This is his iconic song. I don't know if he'll have a bigger hit.
If he never has another hit ever, we will still know Chris Jansen's name in 20 years because we'll still sing the song.
I remember when I heard, told you, there's this song called Buy Me a Boat. You've never heard it, but you need to pull it. It's going to be big.
And you will sing it the rest of the day, especially the first couple times.
Yeah.
Say it again, because I'm impressed by the bold statement here. It's the best festival you've attended.
It
iHeart Country
is the best festival. The iHeart Country Fest, 12 acts, 4.5 hours, nonstop hits. Even Chris Jansen popped in to do his big hit. You couldn't go to the restroom without missing a number one hit. Live bands, current, nonstop. It just was the best.
Okay, so let's talk about Apple real quick because it is getting to scary new heights, and now we have a race. Is it going to be Apple or is it going to be Amazon that's the first trillion-dollar company? And Apple just passed, I believe, $800 billion in market cap valuation. And it's on a rocket ship. I remember, maybe a year ago, we were talking about, Apple's down to $92. This would be a good buy point when there's a pretty good chance it'll get up to 120. And now it's sitting at like 156. What did it close at today?
153 and a penny. Up 2.72%. $811 billion market cap. P&E is 17.90.
Boy, they got some good margins, huh?
52-week range. This is interesting. 52-week range, low of $89.47 a share, and this was not the high, $153.70 was the high.
So Apple has no reason to stop going up, though.
No, they're going to include the AirPods with the phone. There you go, on the 8. That's the rumor.
Good.
So is that going to cut into their profits? Because they sell those things for a lot.
Yeah, it'll cut into their profits per phone, but they'll sell more phones because people will be willing to buy one, I would think. You think that'll help? Does it come with
it? It seems like they're getting something for free. It's psychology, and they probably said, yeah, we kind of messed up, but they weren't ready. at the time we had to get the phone out. So we're going to do a perk next time. Look, you know what? You get both for one price only. But wait, there's more.
If you order now, we'll throw in a second tack light for the same price. So now you can run over both of your lanterns with your Hummer at the same
while time. Talking on the phone with your AirPods in your ears.
I'm going to get one of those tack lights. Now I have to. All right. I just want to know what the heck's going on with Apple. And you were saying that's responsible for the majority of the push in the Dow as of late. But if you look at the chart.
Well, it needed something to help out because IBM was sure as heck dragging it down. You know, Buffett kind of revealed, oh, I made a bad mistake.
He jumped all in IBM, right?
Oh, he jumped in it. And it's been ugly for a few days since he revealed. We were looking at a price of around $158.88 on Thursday, and today it closed at $153.03. It was down a third of a percent. But, you know, if you have the world's richest guy tell you you're not very good at what you do, and then there was somebody else made news today about it. I don't recall who it was. Was it Musk? I'm not sure, but, yeah, he wasn't happy with it either.
With IBM?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk Social Security. Social Security Mondays here. No, I've got a very optimistic and promising statistic. You know how we talk about the amount of people who take Social Security, the first chance they can turn it on, they take it. They don't miss a day of checks. That number's actually starting to go down. And in 2008, 45% of those surveyed who were within a couple of years of taking Social Security, what was the time? Yeah. 61-year-olds. 45% of them in 2008 said they're gonna start collecting immediately. This year, they just redid the survey. Only 28% of 61-year-olds plan to claim benefits as early as possible. And, Gregory, that's a 17-point drop, a 17% drop. That's fantastic news.
Well, it's bad for the Treasury.
Yes.
Because they're going to be paying out more. But it's good for people thinking about the decision and doing, you know, putting some thought into it. Let's run the math. There's scenarios where it's better to wait.
Well, and you want to know why? There's more optimism here. You know, people, we hear this a lot. If you are looking for a job and you're above 50, things are tough, right? Well, one of the reasons more people are willing to wait, 9 years ago, last time they, in 2008, more than half of 61-year-olds, 53%, described themselves as unemployed. Today, the number of 61-year-olds who describe themselves as unemployed did the survey, 41%. They don't need it. They're still working.
And that's a great point. You shouldn't be turning it on if you're still working because you're going to need it for 30 more years after you turn it on. And our population of in their 60s and 70s, that's going to be more common that they're working. You know, why do people retire in the 40s at 62? Well, you're going to die in a few years. Well, now you're living 30 years longer than our great-grandparents. What you going to do?
And their work is harder. Have you ever... Oh. The stories like coming from your grandparents were like, yeah, during the summers, we used to pick cotton, and you were stooped over for 10 hours a day in 105-degree sun. That sounds like... That's something you can't do when you're 62, not comfortably for very long.
My grandmother, when I asked her, well, how much land then did great-granddad have? She would... Here's her response exactly. As far as you could see. Who worked those? We did? Okay. We needed some machines.
Yeah, right? We need one of those
combines weren't invented yet.
All right. Well, look, here's another piece of optimism when it comes to this, the Social Security here. You just stated something that should be common knowledge, but it's not. The longer you wait, statistically speaking, the more money you'll collect out of Social Security.
Yes.
All right. Well, twice as many retirees now, pre-retirees, the 61-year-olds, twice as many of them now, 21%, believe that delaying benefits offers a better return than claiming them as soon as possible. Now, that's ridiculously low, 21%.
But they're learning it now. Because they think differently.
In 2008, it was only 10%. That means 90% of the population, or the 61-year-olds, got that question wrong. They got the math wrong. If you delay, you end up collecting more money.
Here's one of the comments I get. Well, you know, if I wait, it takes a long time to make it up. I quickly always respond, yes, I know, like just about 9.5 years. It's pretty close for everyone. Yeah, 9.5 years to make up that if you wait when you start at 66 versus 62. But let me see, you're married, you're in good health. How long are you going to live? One of you are probably living to 90. I'd say the math's way in your favor.
Now, you had to answer that question probably the first month you started Gregory Ricks and Associates. You know, the first couple of clients come in, what do you mean I should wait? Do you know what the math is? Well, yeah, let's figure it out real quick. How much you going to make? And then you go get the Social Security statement from SSA.gov. All right, so 2,144 a month over this year life expectancy. And then you had to do it the next month, and then the next month, and then the next month. And now it's 20 years later, and you're like, yes, I know. Please, believe me, I know. You have to make up the money. It's right at 9 years. I've done this 1,000 times. The level of patience, I'm not sure if I could do your job as well. Here's another good part. People are starting to learn a little bit more about the strategies that you can use if you're married, because it's not just wait as long as you can and turn it on if you're married. 4 in 10 61-year-olds thought it was possible to alter their Social Security claiming strategies in retirement. So there you go. It was half of that 2008. So look, there's still a long ways to go. There's still more than half of the country is getting it wrong, but it's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, it's good for the savers and planners and retirees, and that's all in one group. People that think about their decisions then, I can turn it on. I get another $1,100 a month on top of my pay. Man, I'm going to go buy me a new truck and a boat to pull it. I'm set. And no, you're not. You just shorted yourself for the next 30 years is what you need. You need to think about it. You need to run the math.
Here's what's going to be real interesting. 45% of 61-year-olds said they're not going to turn it on immediately. Let's look at this in 2 years when we have all the numbers. See how many of them turn it on. See if it's below half finally again. All right, you're home away from the show. GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Our next Gregory Ricks Live, Thursday, June 1st. RSVP at the website of the Gregory Ricks app. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.